Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Have you noticed the price at the pump going down? The head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan, is with us. Pat, when we talked to you a couple of weeks ago, I remember you said, if you can wait, don't fill up just yet, because in a few days, the price of gas is going to be going down even further, and it sure did. Where are we headed next?
Well, we're still catching up. So kind of to repeat that record yet again is we're continuing to see prices go down. Stations are going down very slow. And ultimately, I think Chicagoland could see average prices decline another 50, maybe even 75 cents a gallon. There's a lot of stations that are still well above what their cost is on gasoline, and that's going to lead Chicago's average, which stands this morning at $2.19 for the area. I think it'll easily fall under $2 a gallon in the next week and a half. So keep holding off if you can. Prices are continuing to fall.
We're hearing about 99-cent a gallon prices in some areas, including Wisconsin, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. This morning finds prices as low as 95 cents in Wautoma, Wisconsin. Elkhorn down to $1.09, Delavan $1.09. So just to the north here, in and around Lake Geneva, I suppose, price in Wisconsin, almost half, well, less than half of what they are here at some stations in Chicagoland.
And even during the Great Recession around 2008, we didn't see prices like this, did we?
We did for a very brief period of time. The market saw a tremendous bounce back. Well, first of all, we saw one station in the entire country go this low in 2016 when we got a nice decline. But, yeah, we haven't seen this since 2008. But then it was not widespread, and now it's starting to show up across the border in Wisconsin. And it's not impossible that we see a station in downstate Illinois at 99 cents as well. Unfortunately, it won't happen for Cook County, but Loves Park, even in Rockford, price is $1.23 this morning, and in Loves Park, $1.18 a gallon.
If only we had a place to go.
yeah, that's right. That's kind of the, you know, we're all looking out this from our living room window, hunker down.
Well, what will happen, and hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later, that we come out of this crisis, how soon will the price at the pump go back up?
Well, the price of the pump, it'll correspond to the degree of improvement. If we all of a sudden, overnight, everyone gets back out, if we're all on the same deadline, President Trump extended it to April 30. If that's a deadline that doesn't need extended and we all turn to all go back to work the day after, then we'll probably see a pretty sharp rebound in the price of gasoline, simply because basically overnight, millions of Americans will be resuming their normal lives. But the rebound and any potential rebound in gasoline prices will be tied to when the situation improves notably and people are starting to fill their vehicles up on a regular basis again.
Well, hopefully gas will be cheap for a little while longer, even after the crisis ends, because folks don't have a lot of extra money to take vacation. So a road trip might be in order. And then, of course, the fact that the gas prices will be down could kind of help the economy bounce back, couldn't it?
It sure could, and I think you'll get your wish there. I think we're talking about oil production, which is so in excess of what current supply, current demand levels are, that there will be a hangover, and it could last several months. So even once the situation does improve, I don't think we're going to go back up to where we were before this all. I think there's something to be said that Illinois prices this summer could be closer to $2 instead of closer to $3. So there's a lot of truth to that this is going to last longer than you know, the situation will.
And around the country, is there much difference now? I was talking to our kids out in California, and it's pretty much still around $2.50, $2.60 a gallon out there. Are there many differences state to state?
Oh, there certainly are. You mentioned California is still the priciest in the nation. Stations in California are still averaging over $3. In fact, if you go to Santa Clara this morning, there's still a Shell station at $4.79.
So, wow.
Depending on where you are, there's a drastic difference, and that's why I keep telling people, even if you're just in Chicagoland, close to Wisconsin, shop around, because prices are truly all over the map, because stations can, in one corner, charge 95 cents, in the next state, they're $4.79.
Patrick DeHaan, and he knows his stuff at Gas Buddy. Thanks for the update, Pat. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.